A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 15. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and he came and stood before him, and he said, Behold, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. So now accept a present from your servant. What a changed man Naaman was. He had listened to the kind suggestion of that little Israelite girl in his household, though she had every reason to be bitter because her parents had probably been killed by the very armies of this Naaman. But she wanted the best for her master, and so off he went to Israel at her suggestion. He almost missed out, remember, because he was angered by Elisha not coming out, instead just sending Gehazi to tell him to dip 7 times in the Jordan. Finally, although he almost missed out, he listened to his servants who said, Is it such a difficult thing, O father, for you to dip in the river? Is it so difficult? He has promised you'll be made clean. And when he humbled himself and did things God's way, he was healed. Verse 14 it says, His flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child. He was clean. But notice that it wasn't just his leprosy condition. Remember in the Old Testament, leprosy symbolized being unclean. And in the New Testament understanding, it means the sins of the heart, those things that cling like an incurable disease and bring finally our destruction. Now, he was so thrilled, so amazed, that he worshipped the God of Israel. You can see here that his heart had been changed, and he declares in front of all his military men and his servants, Behold, I know now, there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. But though he was a brand new creature, there were a few things, a few creases that God still needed to iron out, because two or three things now he says, accept a present from your servant. He was going to give some gifts. He just felt it was right from his pagan understanding to give gifts to the man of God who was to refuse them completely. He also said, can I take some soil from Israel so that I can bring offerings to God, the God of Israel, in my country with soil from Israel? He was still a bit superstitious. And then he said, and pardon me, but I do need to go into the house, the temple of Rimmon. And even when the king leans on my arm, remember, I'm actually really worshipping the God of Israel. God was still going to help him in those things. And so too the Lord has made you clean if you've come to him, you've dipped in the blood of Jesus. Ujesu uyakhlanza ube isitsha esi esishasha. Kodwa uNkulunkulu umdedele ukuze aklene ngokupheleleyo, usadinga ukuthi asebenze ezinye izinto enhlizweni yakho.